Welcome to Zichur Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zichur Erev and Daf Lamed Tes. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara in Lamed Ches Lamed Beis clarified that Rabbah forbids the renewal of an Erev from Shabbos to Yantiv or from Yantiv to Shabbos if a verbal declaration is involved, because the verbal declaration makes it an act of Hachana. If a declaration isn't required for the renewal, such as in the case of establishing the Erev with one's presence, the renewal is permitted. Rabbah bar Rav Hanin said to Abai that if Rabbah would have heard what was taught in a Braisa, that a person may not walk to the edge of his field on Shabbos Yantiv to discern what it requires for after Shabbos, and a person may not stroll on Shabbos Yantiv towards the gate of the city in order to enter the bathhouse immediately after Shabbos, he would have retracted his view, since we see that even an activity done with no verbal designation is also forbidden as Hachana. The Gemara answers that Rabbah did indeed hear this Braisa and didn't retract his view. In the Braisa's cases, it's obvious to others that the person is preparing for tomorrow. In the case of the Erev, however, it's not obvious, since if it was a rabbinical student, people will think that he got distracted in his studies and ended up there. And if he's an Am Haaretz, they'll think he ended up there looking for his lost donkey. Point number two, the next Mishnah addresses the question whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are treated as one period of Kedusha or as two separate periods of Kedusha, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara clarifies that the Chachamim who argued against Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Shabbos and Yantiv being on consecutive days and hold that they are in one period of Kedusha agree with Rabbi Yehuda here that one may make separate Erevin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that since only one of the days is essentially a Yantiv and the other is a weekday, they are treated as two separate periods. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which a deer that was captured by Nachrim on the first day of Yantiv Shel Galyas was brought to the house of the Reish Galusa and slaughtered on the second day of Yantiv. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate it because they held that only one of the 2 days was actually Yantiv, so even if the animal was captured on Yantiv, and eating it would therefore be forbidden because of Amir La'akum, the day they ate it, it was not Yantiv. Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes views the 2 days as one continual period of Kedusha, making the meat forbidden on both days. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara in Lamed Ches Lamed Beis clarified that Rabbah forbids the renewal of an Erev from Shabbos to Yantiv or from Yantiv to Shabbos if a verbal declaration is involved, because the verbal declaration makes it an act of Hachana. If a declaration isn't required for the renewal, such as in the case of establishing the Erev with one's presence, the renewal is permitted. Rabbah Rav Hanin said to Abai that if Rabbah would have heard what was taught in a Braisa, that a person may not walk to the edge of his field on Shabbos Yantiv to discern what it requires for after Shabbos, and a person may not stroll on Shabbos Yantiv towards the gate of the city in order to enter the bathhouse immediately after Shabbos, he would have retracted his view, since we see that even an activity done with no verbal designation is also forbidden as Hachana. The Gemara answers that Rabbah did indeed hear this Braisa and he didn't retract his view. In the Braisa's cases, it's obvious to others that the person is preparing for tomorrow. In the case of the Erev, however, it's not obvious, since if it's a rabbinical student, people will think he just got distracted in his studies and ended up there. And if he's an Am Haaretz, they'll think that he ended up there looking for his donkey. Point number two, the next Mishnah addresses the question of whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are treated as one period of Kedusha or two separate periods of Kedusha, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara clarifies that the Chachamim who argued against Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Shabbos and Yantiv being on consecutive days and held that they are one period of Kedusha agree with Rabbi Yehuda here that one may make separate Erevin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that since only one of the days is essentially a Yantiv and the other is a weekday, they are treated as two separate periods. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident in which a deer that was captured by Nachrim on the first day of Yantiv Shel Galyas was brought to the house of the Reish Galusa and slaughtered on the second day of Yantiv. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate it because they held that only one of the 2 days was actually Yantiv. So even if the animal was captured on Yantiv, and eating it would therefore be forbidden because of Amir La'akum, the day they ate it was not a Yantiv. Rav Sheshes did not eat it. Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes views the 2 days as one continual period of Kedusha, making the meat forbidden on both days. All right, so now we go to our siman for Lamed Tes, and the siman is a letter, and we think of a mailman. In the siman, a mailman delivering a letter. So here goes. The mailman, who passed a rabbinical student distracted in his studies, was delivering 2 days' worth of Rosh Hashanah cards to the rabbi's house when Nachrim, carrying a captured deer, also showed up at the door. Once again in slow motion. The mailman, that must be on Daf Lamed Tes for a letter. The mailman who passed a rabbinical student distracted in his studies, which reminds us the rabbi forbids the renewal of an Erev from Shabbos to Yantiv or from Yantiv to Shabbos if a verbal declaration is involved, because the verbal declaration makes it an act of Hachana. If a declaration is not required for the renewal, such as in the case of establishing the Erev with one's presence, the renewal is permitted. The difference between this case and the case of one going out to his field to see what it needs for after Shabbos is that in that case, it's obvious to people that he's preparing for after Shabbos. Whereas in the Erev case, people will think that he's a rabbinical student lost in his studies or in Amaretz looking for his lost donkey. So the mailman who passed a rabbinical student distracted in his studies was delivering 2 days' worth of Rosh Hashanah cards, which reminds us that the chachamim that hold that Shabbos and Yantiv are Kedusha Achas agree with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are two separate periods of Kedusha, since one day is essentially a Yantiv and the other day is a weekday. So the mailman who passed a rabbinical student distracted in his studies was delivering 2 days' worth of Rosh Hashanah cards to the rabbi's house, when Nachrim, carrying a captured deer, also showed up at the door. Which reminds us that Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate a captured deer that was caught by Nachman on the first day of Yantiv and slaughtered on the second day of Yantiv, because they held that since only one of the days was the actual Yantiv, the day they ate it was not a Yantiv. Rav Sheshes didn't eat it because he held that the 2 days of Yantiv Shalgalias are Kedusha Achas, one continual period of Kedusha. So once again, the mailman who passed a rabbinical student distracted in his studies was delivering 2 days' worth of Rosh Hashanah cards to the rabbi's house, when Nachrim, carrying a captured deer, also showed up at the door. All right, now it's time for 4 Blot Bach Chazar. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simcha Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's choir sang la, la, la. Children's choir singing la, la, la. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hey. The children's choir sang la, la, la when they finally got their Erev out of the locked wooden closet tied with a rope, which reminds us, the Gemara brings 2 more explanations for the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yezer regarding an Erev locked in a closet and the key is lost. Rabba and Rav Yosef both say, Hacha b'migdol shel etzoskin, we're dealing with a closet made of wood. The Tanakhama holds that it's a kli, and ein binyan b'kelim v'ein stir b'kelim, and the malacha of building and destroying does not apply to utensils. Therefore, the person may break open the closet even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yezer holds the closet is an oil, which may not be demolished on Shabbos or Yantav. The Erev is invalid because it's inaccessible. Abai and Rabba both say, b'manu b'katu b'masna skinin, we're dealing with a closet that has a lock, which is tied with a rope, and a knife is needed to cut the rope. The Tanakhama held like Rabbi Yossi, who said, Kol kelim nitam v'shabbos, all kelim may be taken on Shabbos, except for muksa machmas chesron kis. Therefore, a knife can be used to cut the rope. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Nechemi, who holds that kelim can only be taken letzorach tashmishan, for their primary use. Therefore, the knife cannot be used. So the children's choir sang la, 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 when they finally got the Erev out of the locked wooden closet, tied with a rope, but stopped when it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Nisgalgo chutz l'tchum, if the Erev rolled beyond the tchum, v'navalav gal, or a heap of rubble fell on it. If this occurred while it's still day, it is not a valid Erev. If it occurred after dark, it is a valid Erev. The Gemara clarifies that in the first case, the Erev rolled beyond Dalet Amos from the edge of the tchum, and in the second case, according to Rebbe, it was a case where he needed a hoe and a pick to excavate the Erev, which is the issur of the rice of digging. If it was just a case of moving the rocks by hand, it would be permissible to do, according to Rebbe, during Banish Mashos. The Gemara explains that both cases are needed. The case of Nisgalgo Chutz L'Tchum teaches that even if a wind could blow back inside the tchum, the Erev is still invalid. The case of Nafalav Gal teaches that even though it's physically within the tchum, the Erev is not valid. So the children's choir sang la, la, la when they finally got the Erev out of the locked wooden closet tied with a rope, but stopped when it blew away and got crushed under a heap of stones, which had been dislodged by men who were measuring the tchum by a mountain. Which reminds, the Mishnah introduced the Malchus when it is suffering when the Erev became inaccessible, with Rebbe Meir going l'chumra and prohibiting the use of the Erev. The Gemara clarifies that Rebbe Meir goes l'chumra because he holds tchumim are deraisa. The Gemara questions this based on Rebbe Meir saying that one may use the lenient method on Makadrin Baharim for measuring the tchum. This method involves viewing a mountain as if it was drilled through and is only permitted in Durabanan cases. So how could Rebbe Meir permit this if he holds tchumim are deraisa? The Gemara answers that Rebbe Meir himself holds that tchumim are deraisa, and he was only quoting his Rebbeim who permitted Makadrin Baharim because they held tchumim are derabanan. Daf Lamed Vav. So the symbol Lamed Vav is a lulav, a lulav. So here goes. The two lulavim, lulavim, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed Vav. The two lulavim floating in the mikvah with the questionable 40 saw, which reminds us, the Gemara points out a difficulty that on the previous daf, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah regarding an Erev Tchumim, which is a Durabanan, that Safek Erev Lekula, whereas in the Mishnah brought from Mikvos, he holds Safek Tumu Lechumra with a Tumah Durabanan. Rav Huna Bar Chinina said, Sha'ani Tumah Hovi Yeshua Iker Min HaTorah. Tumah Durabanan is different since it's a concept rooted in a Duraisa, meaning that there's a Tumah Midaraisa, and therefore we are Machmer, even by Tumah Durabanan, so that one will not come to be lenient by doubtful tefillah when he is tamei midoraisa. Erev Tchumim, however, is purely a derabbanan innovation. The Gemara provides two additional answers. So the two lulavim floating the mikveh with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves of truma stuck on each of them, one tahor and one tamei. Which reminds us, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak asked Rav Huna that if one had two loaves of truma, one tamei and one tahor, and he didn't know which, and after placing the two loaves at the edge of the tchum, he said, "Let my erev be made with a tahor loaf, whichever one it is the erev valid?" Rav Huna answered that according to both Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, "Be'inin suda haruyim ba'od yom v'leika." We require a meal that is suitable while it is still day on Friday, and it is not in this case, meaning that since he doesn't know which loaf is the tahor one, he's not permitted to eat either of them. Therefore, the erev was not suitable to eat at the time that he placed it. Rashi explains that in the Mishnah's case of a Safek, the erev was suitable at the time that he placed it. So the two lulavim floating in the mikveh with a questionable 40 saw had two loaves of truma stuck on each of them, one tahor and one tamei, and were taken to opposite sides of the city to be used as erevin. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces the concept of brera, of retroactive designation, and shows how it may be used in the case of placing an erev. A person may place two erevin in opposite directions of his makom shvisa and say, if a chacham comes from the east, my erev is to the east. If he comes from the west, my erev is to the west. If one chacham comes from the west and the other from the east, l'makom she'eretz ha'elach, I shall go to the place I choose on Shabbos. This means that the erev which is in the direction he chooses will be retroactively valid and the other void. Rav Yudah said that in the case of the two chachamim that come from different directions, if one was his rebbe, he must go to his teacher. Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we assume that he wanted the erev that was in the direction of his rebbe to take effect. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the simple Lamed Zayin is laser tag. Laser tag. So here goes. The laser tag champ. Laser tag. That must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The laser tag champ who hid behind the kusi barrel of wine and declared his future intent to take Trumas of Maestras, which reminds us, we learned on Daf Lamed Vavim Beis. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah holds of the concept of Brera. The Gemara there brought a statement from Rav that the Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect, based on a brisa that I taught that indicate that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a brera. The Gemara here brings another source that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the validity of brera from a Tosefta that states that if one bought a barrel of wine from Kusim and he has no kelim to separate Trumas and Maestras, Rabbi Meir says he should say, two lugin, which I shall separate in the future from these 100 lugin of wine, are hereby designated as truma, 10 lugin, which I shall separate later, are designated now as Maaser Rishon, 9 lugin are designated now as Maaser Sheni immediately by transferring its kedusha on the coins, and after doing this, the person may immediately drink, provided he leaves over enough wine for the various separations. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon forbid this because they reject the concept of brera. So we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the validity of brera. Ula disputes this version of the Tosefta and says that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir that Brera is valid. So the laser tag champ who hid behind the kusi barrel of wine and declared his future intent to take Trumas and Maestras successfully zapped his opponent who was chosen from the five-man team to go beyond the tchum, which reminds us, Rava asked Rav Nachman who the Tana was in a Brisa that does not accept the concept of Brera even with regard to a Durabanan. The Brisa taught that if one said to five people, I'm making an error for whomever of you that I shall later choose, the one I have chosen will be permitted to go beyond the tchum, and the ones I have chosen will not be permitted to go beyond the tchum. If he chooses while it's still Friday, the erev is valid, whereas if he chose once it became dark, the erev is invalid. Clearly, the time this brisa rejects the validity of brera, even for the derabbanan of tchum. Rav Nachman did not know who the Tana was. The Gemara asks why Rav Nachman doesn't tell Rava the Tana comes from the school of Io, and answers that Rav Nachman had not heard of Io's version of Rabbi Yehuda. So the laser tag champ who hid behind the kusi barrel of wine and declared his future intent to take Trumas and Maestras successfully zapped his opponent who was chosen from the five-man team to go beyond the tchum and share the message that brera never works for derises or for derabbanans. Which reminds us, the Gemara addresses conflicting brises, one in which Rabbi Shimon does not accept the concept of brera and one in which he does, and suggests that the rulings in one brisa are reversed so that Rabbi Shimon is consistent in not accepting the concept of brera. The Gemara questions the need for this solution, since it could have been suggested that Rabbi Shimon does not hold a brera in a deraisa case, such as the case of separating trumas and maestras, but does accept it in the rabbanan, such as in the case of tchum, and answers that the emor who reversed the rulings holds that the one who accepts brera holds it applies in both deraisas and the rabbanans, and the one who rejects brera rejects it for both deraisas and the rabbanans. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simple Lamed Ches is a Devarach, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The Bubby who prepared two pots of chicken soup, that must be more on Daf Lamed Ches. The Babi who prepared two pots of chicken soup as Erevin for the two separate kedushos of Yantav and Shabbos, which reminds us the next mission the Perek introduces Malchok is whether two separate Erevin are required in the case when Yantav falls on either Friday or Sunday. Rabbi Yezer holds that an Erev can be made for one day without the other or for both days in different locations. The Chamim hold that only a single Erev can be used and it must be in effect for both days, otherwise an Erev should not be used. In the Gemara, the Chachamim challenge Rabbi Yezer by saying that just as he agrees that one cannot make two separate Erevs for the same day to be half of the day in the north and half of the day in the south, since a person cannot have two Makom Shvisas on the same day, so too he should agree that one cannot make two separate Erevs for two separate days. Rabbi Yezer answers, Hasam Kedusha Achas, Hachos Shtei Kedushos. There, in the case of one day, it's a single period of Kedusha, whereas in the case of Yantav and Shabbos, there are two separate periods of Kedusha. So the Babi who prepared two pots of chicken soup as Erevin for the two separate Kedushos of Yantav and Shabbos, as a Chumrah because of a Safik, which reminds us, in a Braisa Rabbi Yezer challenged the Chachamim and asks that since they agree, Sheim Ir Baragu B'Yom Rishon, that if one made his Erev with his presence on the eve of the first day by staying in the desired location until night, if he wishes to extend his Erev for the second day, he must make the Erev with his presence again on the eve of the second day. And similarly, they agree that if one made his Erev with food on the first day and it was consumed, he would not be permitted to leave the city's Tchum on the second day. So the Chachamim seemingly agree that Yantav and Shabbos are two separate periods of Kedusha. The Gemara answers, Rabbanan Sefuk Mesafuk Elu. The Rabbanan are unsure whether they are two separate periods of Kedusha or one, and therefore they ruled with Chumrah in both cases. So the Babi prepared two pots of chicken soup as Erevin for the two separate Kedushos of Yantav and Shabbos as a Chumrah because of a Safik, didn't eat the egg on Shabbos that was laid on Yantav because of Hachana. Which reminds us, when Rav Huna died, Rav Chista entered the study hall and asked if Rav really said that the halacha is in accordance with the opinion of the four Zakenim, who followed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Yantav and Shabbos are two separate Kedushos. If so, this would contradict another ruling of Rav, who said that when Shabbos and Yantav occur on consecutive days, an egg laid on the first day is forbidden on the second day, which implies that Rav holds that the 2 days are one period of Kedusha. Otherwise, what is laid on one day should be permitted on the next. Rabbi answered that in Rav's ruling regarding the egg is forbidden because of Hachana, meaning that it's forbidden to derive benefit from an item on Shabbos and Yantav that was prepared on an immediately preceding Shabbos or Yantav. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos and Shabbos. Number 1. Which of the one that Rebbe holds an Erev in a basket above 10 Tfachim in a thin tree is valid because of Chokakin L'Hashrim, that's on Daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that one cannot make an Erev for one of a group of people and then choose which person it is for on Shabbos, that's on Daf? Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a malchus regarding eating a deer on the second day of Yantav that was caught by Nachrim on the first day of Yantav? That's on daf. Lama test. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have the case of Breyer with the Kusi wine and making verbal declarations with the intent to separate the Trumas and Maisers later? That's on daf. Lama Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have the mission that introduces Breyer and Erevin where one puts two Erevin in opposite directions of his Makom Shvisa and makes a Tanai? That's on daf. Lamed Vav. Good. Number 6. Which Tafi of the more who holds that whatever one holds regarding Brera, it's the same for Derises and their abundance? That's on Duff. Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which Tafi of the one that placing the Erev without a verbal declaration isn't Hachana because people will think that the person is a distracted rabbinical student or an Amar Arts looking for his lost donkey? That's on Duff. Lamed Tess. Good. Number 8. Which Tafi of the one why the Makom Shvisa on top of the closet with the Erev below made the Erev invalid? That's on Duff. Lamadalad. Good. Number 9. Which of you went that the Chamim go a Chumrah based on a Safik if Shabbos and Yantav are one or two separate Kedushos? That's on Daf. Lamadchesk. Good. Number 10. Which of you went that the Chamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shtei Kedushos? That's on Daf. Lamadchesk. Good. Now we go to the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf did we learn that Netilas Yadayim was instituted 3 different times? That's on Daf. Yadal and Shabbos. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a malchus regarding who's greater, Bali Tshuva or Tzaddik and Gemurim? That's on daf. Lamed Daled and Brachas. Good. And number 3, which of the one who says Shlomo Melch sinned is mistaken? That's on daf. Nun Vav and Shav is excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.